Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. I thought that I'd seen a consequence of climate change this past week with a polar bear sighting, but it turned out to be a neighbor's antisocial Charolais bull that decided to spend the winter on summer range. After the latest drop in temperatures, he may be joining a new advocacy group, Cattle and Cattlemen in Favor of Global Warming. They get together every week through the winter months and release the Freon from retired deep freezers. I'd like to start out the new year with a work in progress that I call Rhythm of the Range. There is a crispness in the breeze that you feel in your veins, and the very fact you notice from the mountains to the plains is proof you are a citizen on this steadily turning spear. The stinging on your cheek says you've marked another year. You may reflect for just a moment, then you'd best be on your way. For hours, minutes, seconds are limit measured in a day, and they pass with no regard, though we twist to rearrange a predestined order that life and death do border. Marching on, it takes no quarter, it's the rhythm of the range. The sound of spring's first raindrops, or July's hot howling wind, they counteract and cancel from beginning to the end. First you're soaked with blessings, and then you're soaked with sweat. If you've ridden full circle, you will feel not regret, but gratitude for your tenacity and God-given capacity, a part of His creation to be, the land and sky, the grass and me. My best efforts to arrange, mold, shape, or somehow change, are but the slightest patter overshadowed by the clatter of the marvelous, thunderous, wondrous rhythm of the range. In the stillness of the starlit night, my mind is screaming out the silence so overwhelming my significance I doubt. This refrain goes on for eternity, I the privileged one to see. Though I am its slave, it sets me free. There is no place I would rather be. Sound of thundering hooves retreating, why, that's only my heart beating. Faith and fear no more competing in this moment oh so fleeting. I read the seasons, and I know when it is my time to go. My passing will bring very little change. In the present I feel blessed for the stirring in my chest, continuing up on my quest until I take my final rest in the rambling, rolling rhythm of the range. I have heard several lists this week of prominent folks who have passed in the past year. In the world of Nebraska Western entertainers, the passing of my friend Wally Bazin would certainly top that list. I'd like to start off the new year of Homegrown with Wally's rendition of Will the Circle Be Unbroken?
There are loved ones in the glory whose dear forms we often miss. Story, will you join them in their bliss? Will the circle be unbroken by and by and by? In a better home awaiting in the sky. Childhood, oft they told of wondrous love, pointed to the dying Savior. Now they dwell with Him above. Will the circle be unbroken by and by? Sky, Lord, in the sky, you can picture happy gatherings round the fireside long ago. And you think of tearful partings when and they left you here below. One by one their seats were empty, one by one they went away. Now the family, it is parted, will it be complete someday? Will the circle be unbroken by and by and by? In a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky, in the sky.
Thanks, Wally, and thanks to you homegrown listeners for joining me this morning. Hoping our happy trails cross often in this coming year, I'm R.P. Smith.